to us. Amen. He has been too good for us, to us. Praise God, for us to just sit down on a Sunday and say, well, you know, I've been working all week and I'm tired. And I really don't have time to go hear that old preacher, praise God, out there yapping and yapping, praise God. But just because God has been so good to us, praise God, we ought to take a little time of our time, praise God, and come and give him some praise and give him some glory. I'm talking about standing fast in the Lord. You see, when a believer is walking in the Lord throughout the day, here's her mind and thoughts upon the things of the Lord.
Yes.
Now, why is that so important? You see, because when you, throughout the day, when you're walking and your mind is upon the Lord, I don't mean that you're walking around babbling all day. Amen. I'm talking about having your mind on him.
Yes.
Praise God. So that when the temptation comes,
yes,
when the trial comes,
yes,
praise God, your mind will already be on the Lord.
Yes.
And you will be able to handle it.
Yes.
Amen. That's why Paul had to go on and write in this same fourth chapter. If you just let your eyes go down to verse 8 and verse 9 and see what he says. He says in his word, he says, finally, my brethren, he said, whatsoever things are true. Amen. See, our mind ought to always be on the truth. He said, whatsoever things are honest. Our minds ought to always be on those things that are honest. Whatsoever things that are just. You see, we ought to be thinking about those things that are just. Whatsoever things, praise God, that are pure. I'm talking about pure things. Whatsoever things are lovely. Praise God. Then he goes on to things, say, whatsoever things are of a good report. Amen. You see, we love negative reports. Amen. But he says those things that are of a good report. And he goes on to say, if there be any virtue. Amen. You know, that word virtue just means some goodness. And he said, if thou be any praise. Amen. You see that? He said, now, if there be any other thing, he said, I want you to think on these things. Amen. You see, and if we think on these things, he goes on to say that those things which you have what? Both learned and received and heard and seen and mean. He get a park right there. He said, do.
Yeah.
Praise God. And when he said do, he said that the very peace of God shall be with you. Didn't say that it might be with you. It said that it shall be with you. So praise God. That first step to peace in our lives is, praise God, is to stand fast in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I move on to number two?
Yeah.
Amen. To see the second one, praise God, it's found in the next two verses. Amen. Let me just reread verse 2 and 3 for you. Praise God. It says, I beseech Euodias, I beseech Syntyche, that they be of what? The same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clemens also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. You see, the text tells us, praise God, that there was something going on in that Philippian church between these two women. Amen. It didn't tell me what it was. It didn't tell me that they may have been arguing over what color robes we're going to wear today. It didn't say that they were arguing about what song we were going to sing next week. Praise God. It didn't say that they were arguing about, but it just said that there was some trouble going on in the church. Praise God. And let me tell you something. Amen. I'm gonna hit it from the church. I'm gonna hit it from the home, and I'm gonna hit it on the job. That there is no peace. Praise God. In the church, praise God, where there's arguing, where there is bickering, where there's backbiting, where there's disputing, and where there's grumbling, and where there's criticizing, and where there's dissension. Amen. That can be no peace. Amen. Now I'm gonna take it on home. Now, husbands and wives. Amen. I'm here to tell you that there can be no peace, praise God, in your house, praise God, where there's arguing, where there is bickering, and where there's backbiting, and where there's disputing, and where there's grumbling, and where there's criticizing, and where there's dissension. Amen. Can I take it just a step further? Brothers and sisters, there can be no peace on your job. Praise God, where there is grumbling, where there is murmuring, where there is arguing, where there's backbiting, where there's grumbling, where there's criticizing and everything. I believe you got the picture now.
Yeah, praise God.
What I'm trying to tell you this morning, praise God, if you want that peace that passes all understanding, praise God, you are going to have to, it's going to come through that thing what I call agreement and unity. Amen. There's got to be some unity, praise God, among the body. There's got to be some unity among the family. There's got to be some unity on your job, praise God. So if you don't have any agreement, if you don't have any unity, I'm here to tell you, you're going to have a hard time trying to have some peace. Can I get some witnesses here today? I know good and well there are some witnesses. Amen. You see, Paul knew that there was something going on between these two women in that church. Praise God. And somebody going to say, well, I guess he knew because he was there. No, he wasn't there. Amen. I'll get to that a little later. Praise God. But he knew that there was a problem going on. And because of that problem, there was some disunity.
Yeah.
Praise God. And he knew that where there was disunity, there would be no peace.
Yes,
amen. So what did Paul do? Look at the text. It says that Paul pleaded that these two women get their minds together.
Yeah.
Not just get them together. Praise God. He said, get your minds together in the Lord. Look at that. He said, in the Lord. And just like I mentioned earlier, praise God, if a person is living and moving and having his or her being in the Lord, then he or she is walking and working to serve the Lord. And praise God, and don't have time to be consumed with all this other stuff. Praise God, that brings nothing but division, that brings nothing but divisiveness, that brings disunity to the body. You see, when we are consumed with his mission in our mind, there is no time for argument. There's no time for divisiveness, praise God, because we're going to have our minds locked and we're going to have our minds fixed on the Lord. And you see what Paul did after he recognized that there was a problem going on. Amen. I know I'm getting ready to step on some toes now. Amen. You see what he did? He said he sent what they call some yoke fellas over there. Amen. See, a yoke fella was somebody who could be a mediator, somebody who could to have some, what I call some God-given cool sense, a God-given cool head, praise God, so that they were able to mediate between two folks who are having some dissension, praise God, and bring about some peace. Amen. You see, the church today would be better off, amen, if we had more yoke fellas. Amen. And look at your neighbor and look them straight in the eye. Say, are you a yoke fella? Are you really a yoke fella? Amen. You see, a yoke fella is somebody who tries to bring peace to a situation. Can I tell you some things that a yoke fella not gonna do? Praise, see, a yoke fella not gonna get on that telephone. And not gonna get on that telephone, praise God. And when you try to tell them something and get on, child, don't you? If y'all haven't picked up yet, when somebody start a conversation with you and start saying, child, just cut them off. Say, I don't wanna hear it. Just say, I don't want to hear it. I really don't hear it. I don't want to hear it. Amen. But see, a yoke fella is somebody who is going to have the God-given talent to have a cool head. Praise God. And they're going to be somebody that if you tell them something in confidentiality, praise God, you're not going to see it on CNN News. Praise God, you're not going to hear it all around this community. Praise God, a yoke fella is somebody who's trying to bring peace to a situation. So what Paul did is he called those yoke fellas together, praise God. And that was a reason why he had to do that, if you haven't been able to pick it up yet in the text. You see, those two women, praise God, they were laborers with Paul in the gospel. Praise God. Let me tell you something. If they would take all of that time that they had, praise God, bickering among each other, praise God, just take, if they take that energy that they had bickering about whose hat was the biggest, praise God, or what song they're going to sing, just think if they take that bickering out, praise God, about who got this on and who shot John, and redirect it, praise God, to preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God, when you see somebody walking down the street who may be a hobo, praise God, if you turn your mind from bickering, praise God, you'll tell that person that the wages of sin is death, but that the gift of God is eternal life. And you see, he had to make sure, praise God, that they redirect that energy so that they can talk, praise God, and get back to preaching the gospel. You see, we don't have time. Time is running out in this country that we live. Time is running out in this dispensation that we're living in. Time is out, praise God, for planned church and, praise God, coming together, eating and greeting, and then going back home and doing the same old, same old. Praise God, we have to get to the point now in our life, praise God, where we can stand boldly before this world and tell people, praise God, that the God I serve is a God that can transform your life. Amen. So that was one reason why he had to get those fellow yoke bearers, fellow yoke laborers to come. But that was another reason. Amen. If you haven't picked it up yet. You see, those two women were saved women. And the Bible tells me that their names were already written in the book of life. And praise God, just like anybody else, praise God, they needed to be restored. Praise God, back into the fold. Hallelujah. See, every once in a while, we'll jump out of what we're supposed to be and jump into some mess. And praise God, and we're going to need somebody to restore us. And if you don't believe it, just turn your Bible to Galatians 6, verse 1 and 2. If you don't have it, it's in your Bible. It's not just in that Bible that I bought from Walmart, praise God. It's in your Bible that you bought from wherever you bought it. Look at it, what it says. He says, brethren, if a man is overtaken, I'm talking about Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And if you don't think that someday you may be overtaken, praise God, you better go back and read this. It says that, brother, if a man is overtaken in a fault, look what it says. It says, ye which are spiritual, turn to your partner. Turn to, because everybody raise their hand, say to a believer, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you spiritual? Amen. He said, ye which are spiritual, he said, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Yeah, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. You see, today might be somebody else, but guess what? You keep on living. Tomorrow it might be you. So these two sisters needed somebody to restore them. And that's what a fellow yoke fella does, is one that helped to restore one back unto the fold. So we see that peace not only comes through standing fast in the Lord. Peace all don't just come through agreement and unity. But let me go ahead and hit number three here. I hope you got that keyboard ready. Praise God. You see, peace comes, praise God, through rejoicing continuously and always. Because if you look at verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always again, and I say rejoice. You see, to have peace, we must rejoice always, continually, and repeatedly. You see, we must remember in this text, when Paul was writing this text, Paul could not go to the church of Philippi himself because Paul was locked up in jail. And praise God, and Paul was telling us that, praise God, regardless of the circumstances. Because if I look at the text and read it, it says that he was locked up in jail.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is